So like many sales professionals, you have tons of contacts on LinkedIn. However, you have never connected or contacted those people. How do you go about doing that? How do you go about building those relationships? I'm going to share with you three easy ways you can do that today, and hopefully this can help you to be tremendously successful on LinkedIn. Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to another great episode of Selling in Color. My name is Donald C. Kelly, the sales evangelist, and I'm excited for another great episode. I'm excited to be here with you today and to share some insights. Hopefully, these can help you to really thrive and to succeed in sales and maybe help somebody else coming up after us, man. If you think about it, only 20% of people, of professional sellers, are people of color, and we want to change that with this podcast. We want to get to more people, more sellers out there, and let people know how they can succeed and thrive and also bring more people into the world of sales. I'm going to share some my screen with you today and answer this question and share some insights with you when it comes towards how can you ensure that you're genuinely connecting with your prospects, connecting with people on your pipeline now, in your connection, your LinkedIn connection pool. Oftentimes as sales professional, we want to get past that elusive, you know, the elusive 500 contacts, and we continue to connect a bunch of people, and we have tons of contacts, but we don't really have connections. You can't reach out to those people and say, hey, you know, can you introduce me to somebody? They're probably not going to know you well enough to do that. Or somebody ask you, can you connect me with Carson? You might say, well, I don't really know Carson. We're just connected. And that makes it kind of like awkward, but we can fix that. And we need to be the best of the best sellers out there, because you know, we need to. We're trying to take advantage of this field, and we're trying to grow it. And one of the best ways we can do so is to build a reputation that, you know, we're awesome. So, and I know you are as well. I want to give a shout out real quick to myself a little bit. If you haven't checked out my sales planner, you can check it out. And if you're trying to build more connection with people, make goals in your planner to do so. Like for me this year, my plan is to reconnect with 10 people per week. Like these are people that I have in my connection pool and to make those connections. I don't want to just collect Pokemon cards, so to speak. So 10 people a week, 40 people a month, you know, some weeks I might go overboard and get 50 a week, 50 a month. It's simple, nothing too crazy, but it's a goal that I have inside my planner, and I use it every single week and to check. So anyways, I'm going to share my screen. Hopefully this idea can help you in your efforts as you're out there. If you haven't done so too, man, check out our sponsors over at Skippio and some of our other sponsors. They're giving us some amazing offers, and a lot of them have these job opportunities. I think it'd be advantageous for you to check out to see. But let's go through this real quick. There's three things that I'll tell you. One, if you want to reconnect with people, take advantage of LinkedIn notification, birthdays, anniversaries, promotions, and so forth. Number two, personal message to those individuals. And then a third one here that I have is just to keep a list of people and just to look for ways that you can connect with them. And I'm going to show you an idea with that. But I'm just going to go down my feed here, since I just said Carson, his name was on the screen. So big shout out to Carson Hattie. He's a cool guy. You could check out his book as well. But I'm just going to scroll down and go back. And I'm going to scroll down to look at any notifications I got from LinkedIn. LinkedIn showed me some people who viewed my profile. I can check those people out. But let's look at this one. Show you something here. Like this one is, you know, somebody got a new position. You can go ahead and connect, you know, send something to them. A friend of mine commented on somebody's post. So I can do that. This guy recently got a promotion. You can take advantage of that. So I'm going to look at, like, say Salma, she shared a post recently. LinkedIn sent me that one, but you know, I could just easily go and comment on this post, check, you know, or at least like it. That's going to help me to stand out to her and, you know, bring it back up to my pool of friendship. But I'm going to just show you this easier one that I like to take advantage of, which is the congrats. So Courtney started a new position as staff and manager at Radstad. So I might say, you know, instead of saying like, you know, she responded to me and I didn't respond to her, so I responded with a delay message. But instead of saying the congratulations on a new role, everybody's going to say that. So I might say Courtney. I spell her name right, missing the R, C-O-U-R-T. I spell it right, C-O-U-R. As you can see here, how wonderful I am with making sure I spell those people's names right. Courtney. You want to make sure you spell that name right too. So Courtney, a little birdie told me about your new role. Congrats. I'm sure you are going to be the best in... I'm going to change it up. Sure, you're going to be amazing in this new position. And I know it's kind of hard to read it here because LinkedIn is cutting down my... There you go. And I'm sure you're going to be amazing with as the new staffing manager. Way to go. Now, this is not like me asking for anything. It's just making a genuine connection with her. A little birdie told me about your new role. Congrats. I'm sure you are going to be amazing as the new staffing manager. Way to go. Send a little message to her with that. Now, it's me connecting with somebody that in my pool that I haven't spoken to really since like 2019 or 2020. So that's a way that I can stand out. So using the connection, excuse me, the birthday promotions or whatnot. So that's the first strategy. You'll see these. LinkedIn has a bunch of them that you know that they'll put here in the feed. There's another one that's congratulations on a role. You can take advantage of those. You know, another congrats on a role. But just don't send a basic congratulation message. Do something else. Let's go to Joe. I don't really know Joe a lot. We had a connection before. So I want to just kind of send him a message because this is going to, you know, a personal message. Maybe something I can see here. You know, I can say, let's go back up to messages. And I can see he sent me a message, you know, last year, end of last year. Donald, I was listening to the latest two episodes in podcast episode and led me back to you. Sorry for not responding sooner. And I can just go ahead and send him a message back. This is an easy one. So somebody that he connected with me recently, but I haven't really engaged back with him. I can go ahead and take advantage of that and send it. Look at this right here in real life. Courtney responded and she said, thank you, Donald. I've had a great first few days here and I've already learned so much and created great connections with those I work with. I'm very excited about my future here. Congrats. All the best to you and you here in the new year. That is so cool. Happy New Year. I'm so excited for you. Happy New Year. But you can see she's responding to me with that. And the beautiful thing about that, she hasn't communicated back to me since 2019. That's how you make those genuine connections. So am I trying to get something from her? No, I'm just going to just chat with her and just connect. Here's another one, Joe. And that's a novel idea too. Sometimes as a sales rep, we think that we always have to get somebody to buy something from us or to give us opportunities. Sometimes it's just making sure you make those genuine connections. Be a human. And we talk about it a lot, but sometimes it's hard to show that. We don't show that as much. So, you know, I can send something back over to Joe, listen to the latest two episodes in the pod episode and led me to you. So cool, man. Thank you for checking out the show. And then I can just simply ask him, are there any sales topics you want to see more episodes on? Go ahead and spell that right. Boom. So I dropped him a message like that. That's a second point. So now I showed you one, you're taking advantage of the feed. Two, engaging with people who you just haven't engaged with by just sending them a personal message or whatnot. And then number three is just picking a list. You might say, I want to focus on sales managers. So I'm going to go ahead and just do sales managers. And you can easily go to your first degree connections. So people's, and then go to your first degree connections. And then you can just make this list. You can say, I'm going to connect with all my first degree connections over the next little bit. So I might say if it's Sean or Jeremy Evans, you know, we haven't connected in a minute. So I might send Jeremy a message and I'm working on an event. So I told him about the event. So, you know, maybe I sent him something recently in December. So maybe I won't hit up him, but maybe like Brad, you know, somebody I haven't connected with in a minute. So I might say, you know, send a message to him, Brad, Happy New Year. I'm working on a few new podcast episodes and wanted to ask sales leaders like yourself, what are some of the top challenges you are seeing with reps these days? Willing to anything stands out for you these days? So I'm going to go ahead and make sure episodes. So this is me, like I'm connecting with Brad. We've not made a connection request, you know, can we not made a connection since our connection request? And I just want to say something. Happy New Year. I'm working on a few new podcast episodes and wanted to ask sales leaders like yourself, what are some of the top challenges you are seeing? They are seeing with reps these days. Does anything stand out to you? I'm going to boom. So if you're listening to the episode, go ahead and go back to our show notes and go to the YouTube channel and you can see some of these videos and watch it on our website. Does anything stand out to you? So now sending a little personal message like this has nothing to do with any promotion, nothing to do with any connection, you know, to like, you know, to holidays or anything. It's just someone that I have on my list that I want to make sure I'm going to send something to 10 sales leaders every single week. And boom, I use my podcast as an off avenue. You can use so many other things to just send a message to connect with some of these folks. But that's how easily that you can go and enrich your connections on LinkedIn. I know this wasn't a traditional episode where you hear me like, you know, just like talking through the whole point. I wanted to really show you something today. I wanted to make it a little bit different than the traditional stuff. So hopefully that was helpful and that it can bring value to you and to your team. Let's go back and explain those three things. The first one, if you're trying to make connection, is utilize the birthdays, promotions, and in new jobs notifications. Number two, just go down your, send a personal message to people, just something that shows you're human and you really want to personally connect with them. And then number three, you can take the strategy like I did, filter your list to like people that you want to make connections with, sales leaders, and just send a personal message that's targeting a certain type of people on your list. Listen, this can really help you. Many of us who are out there in sales and in sales land and are really trying to grow our business, where we get stuck. This strategy helps you to get unstuck and help you to make genuine connections and to grow your pipeline. I always want you to thrive and succeed. I'm going to tell you everything that's worked for me and for people who look like me in sales. I want to make sure I share those advice and I'm bringing those people on the podcast for them to share their tips. I want you to go ahead, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to this YouTube channel as well. And then also I encourage you to tell somebody else about the show. I appreciate you. As always, I want you to go out each and every single day, raise your level of thinking. Don't beg for a piece of the pie, but let's go out and make our own pie. Appreciate you, man. Have a good one. Stay tuned for a scene from our next episode. We need to celebrate the wins of people who are out there, our fellow brothers and sisters who are out there doing stuff as an underrepresented individual. And I think if you can, I know if we can do stuff like this, we're going to elevate the game. We're going to make this thing stronger. And I'm super excited for that. I appreciate you listening to this episode today. There are many different things you could be doing, but you took the time to listen to this podcast. And for that, I'm truly grateful. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this show. Our show is produced by TSC Studios. Our audio engineer is Jershon O'Bale. Artwork and video was designed by the one and only Destin Cunado. Our show note was created by Jake Ligmanowski. Our podcast production manager is Nancy Paul. You can find audio credits to each of our music inside of the show notes. And I'm your host, your coach, your guide down the sales journey, Mr. Donald C. Kelly, the sales evangelist.